Would it be possible to start with whatever comes to you?
Yeah.
I have some questions.
Yeah,
I have many questions also.
Yeah, but let me see what comes naturally first.
Fine.
Because especially if some of your questions are answered naturally.
Okay.
All right. I'm not saying they'll all be answered, but it's best to see what we can answer naturally. First of all, I think just blending with your energies. Very much mentally and physically, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of energy being used in both ways at the moment. Can you understand?
Yes.
All right. And it seems if in many ways and in many directions, you understand?
Yes.
It seems if your mind, it's as if very much organizing and actually manifesting many things in the material and physical sense, you understand, in action, you understand, but also at the same time, even though you're busy with that physically, very much there's a lot of other things and ideas going on up here in your mind.
Exactly.
You understand?
Yeah.
In a way, I feel we're even at a point, the strength of it very much feels that, in a way, you're nearly up to your capacity. Can you understand this in both ways? All right. I know very much in this is to do where your work and what you want to manifest work wise, you understand?
Yes.
All right. At the moment, I don't know whether you've got, and I don't want you to say, a physical work and a spiritual work go separate or they're both connected, but I know all this activity. Physically and mentally, we have to include your work, but I also know we're talking a spiritual connotation as well. Can you understand this? All right. And as I'm talking to you, I feel in a way we've got to put the two together. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
All right. And as I'm speaking about that, I feel very much here. It's as if I'm looking at an organization here, all right, but you being the kingpin, you understand?
The kingpin.
Yeah, that means the center of it.
Yeah.
The main person.
Yes.
Do you understand this? All right. And I'm looking here at also, I don't know whether you've done this, tried to do it, or it's just an idea at the moment, but it seems if I'm looking at property here, you understand, where we can manifest what we want, you understand, for our work, but also with the spiritual aspect as well.
Yes.
Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Have you actually done that yet?
Yeah, you have a property. What do you mean about property?
A building.
A building where I can manifest my work.
Yes.
I'm not sure I understand totally then.
Okay, just stay with me. All right. Guess, are you working for an organization at the moment?
Okay,
are you like sort of in head position?
I'm in some position, but...
Not the head. Okay. Now, can I ask, is there any thoughts on a mental level, okay, of wanting a building or property that could be your own place where, I'm not necessarily saying totally this work spiritually, but where work on a spiritual nature can take place?
I've not been thinking like that, I think.
Not at all.
Not that I know of.
All right. Okay, then just stay with me then. Then, Cass, where your home is concerned, there's no thought of wanting to change home.
Maybe that's a little change
okay.
in home.
All right. But as I'm talking about changing home, okay, I know I've got to rent this property, all right. Have you given any thought that if you changed home, you'd like a building that would be home that would be suitable? I'm not saying to do your main work from, but where you could do some work from, which would have a spiritual connotation as well.
Okay, I've not been thinking so far.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
But that's what I want.
Okay.
Okay. So it's looking at a property which can be your home, you understand?
Yeah.
All right. But it seems if whatever our interests are spiritually, we can also be able to do that from there.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Okay.
So just stay with me. Besides your main work, are you involved with any spiritual organisation?
No.
No. And there's no thoughts of wanting to be in one or start your own?
I'm involved in a group work every week with somebody called Martinus in Denmark. Maybe that could be. It's not an organization, but it's a group work, you know, study work.
Okay. It's more than that I want. It's okay. Actually having an organization.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether being part of one or beginning one or starting one. Okay. It
yeah.
may not be totally on your own. It may be with some.
There is
else.
Also an organization within that. So maybe if that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this might be just jumping ahead a
okay.
little bit.
Okay.
All right. But very much here. The red isn't your main colour, even though you've got red strong, but at the moment red is overpowering
yeah.
there, because in a way physically there is a lot happening and going
yeah.
going on.
Yeah.
Can
there
you understand
is, yes.
this?
Yeah.
All right, okay. And in a way it's affecting nearly every area of your life. You
exactly,
understand?
Exactly.
All right. And in a way it's as if you're having to reorganise really, and then basically building your life, really, a new foundation
exactly.
for your life.
This
can
is
you,
what is going on.
Can you
yeah.
understand this?
Yeah.
Right? And I feel this, in a way, does affect your home,
yeah.
not just the place or the building,
yeah.
but also where your personal life is concerned as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And even touching where your work is. And it's as if it's getting all three
yeah.
reorganized
yeah.
so we can stop being, in a way, everything piling up, crossing over in a mess. Can you understand?
I understand.
All right.
Yeah, totally.
Because it seems that at times we've got to a point where
yeah.
it's nearly got too much for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Can you understand?
Yeah. That's
where, in a, where it could in turn then start having an effect
yes.
on us, where our health
yeah.
is concerned. Do you
understand?
I understand that?
That.
All right. And this is what I just want. Okay. See, I'm fighting it, see, because the red would tell me you're very much involved normally in the business world,
mm.
but I'm arguing with that a little bit, because the colours, you've got this yellow that's there, all right, and the blue and green. So for, I'm going to break this into two ways. One, I feel I may be talking more towards the future,
yeah.
all right,
yeah.
where there is a teaching quality
yeah.
with you.
All yeah. right?
I don't know whether you've manifested in that in your life before now, but if you haven't, I know that potential and quality is there,
yes.
and you must also recognise and feel that
I understand. Yeah.
All right, and I know that's got to come into being.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right. Just when you've got to be a school teacher, you understand?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's teaching, training people.
Yeah.
But not just in a material sense of mm. work, but also in a spiritual sense as well. Can
yeah.
you understand?
Yes.
Because you've got the mind.
Yeah.
For that, you've got the communication skill. Mm. You understand with the blue. All right. And the green where we want for the service, you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we want. But also, I just want to just ask here, are you also looking at anything where development is concerned to do, where inspiration speaking or trance is concerned?
Trance is something, yeah.
Because that's what the colours also tell
yes.
me.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
All right,
okay.
And very much where I want to look there, not just trance speaking, but also where the trance healing is concerned.
Also trance healing, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll find, actually, I would start looking a little bit more at the trance healing.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Or if it's not trance healing as such, but going into the passive state for healing.
Yeah.
Because it will help, besides the ability or the gift of what we can do with that.
Yeah.
It will also help your other developments as well.
Fine.
It has a knock-on effect.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I just want to do. Kath, in your work, is money or something to do with finances
yeah.
A part of it?
It is, yeah.
All right. Because I keep wanting to move you over to the spiritual side,
yeah.
but I can't get away from this business
no,
side, and I just keep having money put here.
Yeah.
I don't mean just a few odd pounds,
yeah.
Euros, understand
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I'm talking having to deal with quite large financial matters or financial
yes.
sums. Can you understand?
It's true.
Me? All right. And this is what goes on. And in the company you work with, is it quite a big company?
It is, yeah.
All right. And it seems here, I don't know whether it started or there's rumours or talk about it, but any talk of changes within that organisation.
Yes.
It could even be to do with either directors, it could be another company either buying it out.
Yeah.
Can you?
We have new owners, and there's also changing
right.
in
and,
the,
and it's in a way, this is what I want, because it seems as if here it's like, well, if you know, I mean, sorry, it's common sense that this happens, but it sort of then brings questions to the people there and uncertainty, what's going to happen,
yeah,
what's the future going to be?
Can
you understand
totally.
This? Because
yeah.
New companies reorganize, make changes, they often get rid of people, move people into positions.
I understand.
All right, okay. And I'll be honest with you with this, I can't be concrete on this, because it seems if I want to move you into a higher position than that you are,
yeah,
all right, but at the moment I'm not too sure whether it's the within the company that you're with are going to move you to a higher position,
mm,
or it means that you will move and change to another company,
okay,
where you'll get a better position.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That might sound a little bit negative if you've got to move another company.
Yeah.
But I don't, if it is that,
yeah,
it's not negative because it's a better position.
Okay.
If that happens.
Okay.
But it could be within the company,
yeah,
that you're with. You understand
okay.
that. All right. Now, can I ask, do they have different branches or
they have
office?
One in Denmark and one in Norway.
All right. But has there been any talk, fear or rumours that they may either close one office or...
No, not that I know of.
Oh, there's no talk, I know this sounds the opposite, or opening a new office or a new base.
I don't know of that.
I just feel there's some change in the structure of that.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Where they're going to bring change.
We're going to remove our office, maybe.
It's possible,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, is the company actually, I'm not saying it's a bank, all right, but it must be a company that's actually involved in the financial
it is.
World.
It is.
It's not just about money for selling, you know.
Yeah. It is.
Thing. That's what, cause I just can't get
yeah.
away from it.
Yeah.
It's so strong there. Have you had to have, since the new owner's taken over, have you had to have, like, not an interview with them, but a meeting with them?
No, not yet.
All right, but do you know if that's to come? Or
I don't know.
All right, well, you just remember I have to
yes.
test this.
Yeah.
All right. And this meeting will then decide your future.
Okay.
It's as if a decision will have to be made.
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
Okay. And this is possibly where you can either maybe move into another position.
Yes.
Or it might be where you decide
to change.
To change and move on.
Okay.
All right, okay. I don't want you giving your material job up at the moment.
Okay.
But I feel as we go forward.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about the next few weeks or months.
Mm.
You've got to very much look at bringing some aspect of some other type of work outside the business world
yes.
into our lives.
Yeah.
Can you understand?
Can you see a time frame?
You see, it's not just swapping over totally, finishing one and doing the other.
Yeah.
It's something that's got to happen gradually.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Develop our interests and potential.
Yes, yes.
Start manifesting
yeah.
them slowly over a period of time where we can start using them. And
yeah.
even when we start using them, we may still have to work with our material job to begin with.
Yes.
But then there'll be this changeover completely.
Yeah.
It'll take at least 4 or 5 years.
Fine.
All right,
yeah.
okay. But I don't feel that you just say working as, I'm not too sure in what way at this mm. moment until I go forward, but it won't be just like, working as you, somebody seeing clients, you understand?
Yeah.
I definitely feel it will be where you'll be actually teaching as well.
Yes.
All right. But also actually having or being at least either having your own organisation
yeah.
or being part of a team or group of people who've set up an
yes.
organisation.
Yeah. 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 I understand
that. All right. But that's like to say,
yeah.
this long-term
yeah. Yeah.
term plan
yeah.
there. Is there anything to do where your father is concerned that had an impact or which has left its mark on you, or is there something now that's happening where there's something more going on where your father's concerned?
My father is, have been important in all of my life.
Yeah, okay.
Not only now, but all of my life.
Right, okay, because the energy and the influence of your father is very strong. Within you. Often, if there's a person who's, it could be positive, it could be negative.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
But when somebody's been a strong influence in our life, that I can show him in our aura. And I know, and very much, your father's very much influenced, really, in the material, physical sense of your life,
correct,
of what you are today. Can you understand
this? Yes.
All right, okay. And it's very much here. I'm not saying you haven't wanted to do what you've done, but, you know, it's been mainly part of that, though, is because of your father. You understand that?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So has your father been quite a respected man in the community?
Not that I know of, no.
No, just not. Your father's still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't feel I'm talking about him in the spirit world.
Yeah.
Okay. Your father's never been in the newspaper?
Not that I know of.
And are you in the newspaper?
Only small articles.
But to do with your, is that to do with your work?
My professional work today.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I wanted to get you there.
Okay.
Because on a personal level with relationships, has been a particular lady there where there's been either something's not been quite right or there's been some uncertainty?
There's one special lady, it must be her, yeah.
Okay, but with the, and she's still in her life now?
Yes.
Okay. But in some way with this relationship, it's, I'm not saying it's bad or gone wrong. But I just feel here that I don't know whether it's not going forward the way it should or maybe the way you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you agree that?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong or it won't, you understand.
Yeah.
But it seems as if in a way it's, we either want it or it should be at another level or stage.
Yes, yeah.
You understand.
Yeah.
All right. And I feel, even though you want that, all right, with everything else in your life, it's difficult
I understand.
To do, all right, but I feel you've got to be careful about this,
okay.
So I understand here, all right. I mean, no, I just feel here that the two of us need to really talk to each other a little bit more.
You and me?
No, you and this lady.
You and this lady.
All right. Yeah. About what we really like, looking at where we're going with the relationship.
Yes.
And what we want, our ideas for the future.
Yeah.
Can you understand?
A little bit, yes.
All right, do you feel there needs to be a little bit more?
A little bit more, if you can receive.
Because again here, you've got a busy life.
Yes.
But I feel she's also got a very busy
life.
She
has.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, this might be taken too extremely. Sometimes you can be like, we have a saying, like two ships who pass in the night.
Yeah.
You've both got so much going on, you don't always spend quality time
together. No, we don't.
As a couple would. Can you understand it?
Yeah.
And it may suit both of you at the moment.
Yeah.
All right. But I think we've got to both need to talk really to, otherwise time can just keep slipping by.
Yes. Okay.
Slipping by.
Okay.
And then the relationship ends up going nowhere.
Okay.
Can,
so careful about what? Trying to get it together or not to get it together?
Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, you've got to decide what you really both want in the future. I think you know each other well enough, you've been together long enough.
Yeah.
All right. We've really got to decide and look what it is we really want for the future, and not just with each other,
yeah,
but out in our lives
yes. Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Can you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
That? or not that was, you know, I'm not saying the relationship's bad
No,
or anything
no.
like that, you understand here,
Yeah.
but relationships can, if we don't communicate and fully understand, we're both so busy with our things,
Yeah.
we may just miss what we're both really needing or misunderstand what we're both wanting or how we see things
Yeah.
for the future.
Yeah.
And I feel you, in a both way, both of you to a certain degree are questioning this as individuals,
Yes, we are. Yeah.
but not in a way doing it, sharing it together,
Yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. You
Okay.
need to really look to see, what do you see your life together with
Yeah.
everything, and how does she fit in?
Okay.
And she needs to do the
The
same.
same.
So it's not just one-sided on your
Yeah,
side.
yeah.
It's
Yeah,
equal. Can you understand that? All
yeah.
right. We need very much to look at that. And she got quite a high. Can you remember what
Yeah,
I'm saying?
yeah.
Anyway, okay. Have you got quite a high? She also got quite a high job or high important job.
She has an important job,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. And with her, does she have to deal with any legal aspects?
Nope.
Would you know if there's anything legal she needs to deal, she's got to deal with in her own life if it's not in her
I don't
will?
know that.
You don't know. All right. Okay. But would she use a briefcase?
I don't follow you.
In her work, would she have, would she use a briefcase for papers and?
Maybe she will, yeah. But
Obviously.
it's not her main tool.
If I could, has your mother gone to the spirit world?
No.
She's still here.
Yeah.
Is there a lady that's been quite important? I'm not saying she replaced your mum, but would come with a motherly feeling to you?
My mother's mom,
Was
maybe.
you quite close to her? Was she quite
She
close to
died
her?
when I was 9 years old.
Okay, I knew, I felt
Yeah.
you, she was young, but up to that time, was she part, very strong in the
She
family
was
as
strong
well?
in the family,
She
yeah.
was,
Yeah.
okay. I'm not saying she actually lived with you, but was
Yeah.
you, did she spend a lot of time
Yeah.
at the
Yeah.
home with you?
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
understand,
Yeah.
yeah? And I felt she'd been in the spirit world quite some time, as if she'd just come in here. All right, okay. And being as you were young when she died, you may not know too much about her personality, but it just seemed as if, I'm feeling this calmness with her,
Yeah.
and it seems if she could have a calming effect on other people.
Yeah.
It seems if like, if there was problems, difficulties or worries in the family, it seems if she could like create an energy or say or do things which would help
Yeah.
calm or
Yeah.
settle
I don't
things.
remember,
All
but
right, okay, this
it's
is
real.
what she's
Yeah.
on about here. In all these, has work one of your main concerns?
It has been for a long time.
Right, okay, because I keep
Yeah.
wanting to go back
Yeah.
to your
Yeah.
work. All right, so I don't want you to fear
Okay.
about that.
Okay.
All right, okay. Like I said, there is a possibility it could be that you change to another
Yeah.
company.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that clearly. All right.
Okay.
But I know there's a change of position
Yeah.
for you. But either way, whether it's in your own company
Yeah.
or whether it's with another company,
Yeah.
it's positive because it seems a better position.
Yeah.
All
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So whichever way it happens,
Yes.
even if it means we're you've got to go to another company. Don't look at it in a if the circumstances seem negative, don't look at it in a negative way.
Yes.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
I've got no fear about that. So really, we need to get our working life and our relationship life.
Yes.
It's as if those are the two main issues,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, they are.
All right. But I can't see why either should go totally wrong or negative.
Yeah.
If we deal and handle them in the right way.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Your company, does it have any dealings financially with the East? I don't know whether it's Hong Kong, whether it's...
No, it doesn't.
Or any other
countries? It only has in Denmark and Norway.
Remember,
yes.
I said that.
Yep.
Okay. See, if I'm getting some sort of dealings to do with...
Yep.
Companies from the East, could be Hong Kong, could be China, could be
okay.
That's what keeps coming here, and I'm seeing that clairvoyantly. It's not a feeling.
Okay.
So when I get a clairvoyant picture, I normally
call
it believing.
Yeah.
Have you and your girlfriend spoke about children?
No.
Okay. Do you know how you feel yourself about that?
Maybe someday.
Okay. Yeah. And has she spoken how she feels?
Yeah, but we're not so close together right now.
Right.
Maybe we're going back to be together.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because
I was wondering whether you were away from each other.
Yeah.
If you understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But again, away from each other.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way because of feelings, but because of each other's lives.
Yes.
Can you understand that?
All right. She wants to have one more.
Okay. Yeah. Because this is why I feel, again, because you're both away, both of you are busy with your own lives.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And it can't carry on like that in exact circumstances forever.
Yeah.
And this is why we need to talk to decide.
Yeah.
Okay, you might both not be able to change things next week.
Yeah.
But I think if you're both away like you are, busy with your own lives, the relationship could drift apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That needn't happen.
Okay.
All right. But we both need to talk to see how we do see things
okay.
for the future for ourselves as a couple, you understand, and what we want.
Yeah.
I feel that's important that you do that. And
okay.
I feel that has to be sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I feel within the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Things should have been discussed between us,
yes.
but also some sort of changes in our circumstances.
Yes, yeah, okay.
All right, in that,
yeah.
okay, that seems important. Right, would you like to ask something?
I'd like to ask...
Have some of your questions been answered?
Some of them have,
okay. Try to give me as little information as possible and not just a yes or no answer.
Can you say more about my future mission, spiritual mission?
Okay. I really started touching on the beginning, and I think I've really... I know I can go a little bit more. I want you to look at the trance aspect.
Yes.
Bring the healing in.
Yes.
Also, there will be the teaching aspect in this.
Yes.
And also organisation.
Yeah.
And that's just as important spiritually.
Yeah.
We haven't got people who organise.
Yeah.
And have places. So in a way, it's like having a place that people can come to. But you must be interested in numerous aspects. Spiritually.
Yeah, but I'm trying to narrow it down.
Just hold on, stay with me. But you have been interested.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't mean just for yourself to learn and practice, but by numerous aspects.
Yeah.
Okay. Just mind wise, knowledge wise, you've been interested, do you understand?
Yeah, I
understand. All right. And it's if you've been interested in other cultures,
also.
Okay, spiritually, you understand and also different forms of. Health or healing or well-being as well. Like in some sort of alternative way. And what I see as a central organization in the future is you putting different aspects
of different cultures together.
Different practices from different cultures, not just mediumship.
Yeah.
Okay, there could be healing, there could be mediumship, there could be meditation groups, there can be teaching groups, different aspects, but not just by you, but other people as well. That's where I see the long term. Goal as.
Okay.
And if I'm right with that, I know you can't say yes, but how does that feel?
It feels okay, but it feels doesn't feel the entire mission. There's something more than that.
Yeah, yeah, but let me just say, because that's what, you might want me to go down just the spiritual aspect of your ability, but that's part of it, is the organizing ability.
Okay.
And the business side.
Yeah.
The spirit will use that.
Okay.
The spirit will use the qualities we've got.
Yeah.
So that has to be part of it.
Yeah.
All right. It's the same with me. I know eventually I've got to go down that track as well.
Okay.
You know, I've left the business world alone a long time ago.
Yeah.
I know I've still got to use that part in the future.
I understand.
So I know with you.
Yeah.
So. But I also hear, I definitely see you seeing, not just with a group teaching a small group, I actually see you. Are you interested in lecturing or speaking to large or British or audience?
I don't mind doing it. I don't mind doing it.
Because that's what I'm seeing here. All right. So I also feel definitely there is a philosophical interest as well.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You might not like this, you might disagree, I could be
wrong. Please be so frank with me.
But I don't actually see you working on a regular basis as a demonstrating medium.
No, that's fine.
All right. Okay.
I'm glad to say that.
All right. I don't see that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But I am seeing, you know, because when I saw you, this to do with you in front of an audience, I had to look and question, will it?
Yeah.
And that's why I said it will be the speaking side.
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very much there. But have you got an interest in a way, like in a scientific aspect of this sort of subject?
This is the Martinus path.
Okay, because I feel there's something there, or some sort of like research.
Yeah.
But like the scientific aspect to it.
Can you understand? Totally. Yeah.
Right, okay. And do you also like to, do you compile, do you write things?
I do write things.
Yeah. Okay. And see, if we've already got writings we've already done in like an investigative way, can you understand this?
Yeah.
All right. And there's still more you've got to do.
Yeah.
But it's as if what you've already written
in
the future we can use.
Okay.
And it seems if we can put together and even maybe put where other people can benefit and read.
Okay, that's one of my questions.
Okay,
that's
where I feel it can actually, you know, in a way, be in a publication or...
So what you see, say is that what I have written and will be
written can be in a book or something like this. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
All right. But there's got to be this what I call research or scientific aspect within it. Can you understand that?
And makes up the spiritual and the scientific.
Yes, okay. It's like, anyway, going in a spiritual trap, but bringing the scientific aspect of it as well.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You know, not like these books, oh, you know, this person's given this wonderful message.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. It's like looking behind it.
Yes, I totally you know, I understand.
Trying to give facts.
Yeah, yeah. Fine, great.
Can you understand?
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good.
That's the track I want.
Okay.
All right, okay. But I definitely feel the speaking, moving it, you know, this, like I said, this, I don't like the word trance. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gordon Higginson, the main guy, he said most trance mediums aren't trance mediums.
Yes.
It's what we call overshadowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's the spirit world.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Where their minds overpowers yours.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily that total unconscious state of trance.
I understand you. But should I continue the course I'm at, you know, these kinds of courses, I'm at Matthew's course, mediumship, is that something I should do? I have a big question mark regarding that.
Yeah, I don't really, You can learn to be aware of the spirit world.
Yeah.
Okay, where you can get some information on that. But I don't think that's your main
thing. No. It is what you said earlier.
All right.
Okay, fine.
I would draw that you go for the healing, into the passive state.
Yeah.
And then also expanding on your inspirational speaking, maybe moving that into like an overshadowing more towards the trance state with the speaking and with the healing.
Okay. All right.
So I would choose more that type of
week fine.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. The philosophical part, you understand?
Yeah.
All right. I feel that's...
Yeah, I understand that part.
Your hair.
Can you say something about religion? Do you receive anything, religious messages or anything like that?
Well, basically, this is what I'm saying about the philosophical part.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really, and I'm using philosophy. Religion really is just man-made organization.
Yeah.
I'd rather use philosophy, spirituality.
Yeah.
It's teaching and speaking of those subjects.
Yeah.
Can you
understand that? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's where I want. I think that's where your forte will be.
Okay.
But not just from your own, part of your own mind and knowledge and your own spirit, but we also then the spirit will.
Yeah.
Bringing understanding and knowledge with it as well.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where, if you want, I'll put under the religious element here.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask, do you sometimes ever take a break where you like to get away from the way you take, like a sabbatical or... Have you ever take a sabbatical where you may go into spend a few days where you could go into, say, like, it doesn't have to be a monastery, where you can just... be quiet, you don't speak to anybody.
Okay, I've not been thinking like that.
You've not been thinking like that, all right. But would you know whether you have, has anybody given you anything to do with guides? Has anybody told you who your guides are?
I know my life guides.
I'm talking, I'm aware here of a Buddhist monk.
A Buddhist monk? Okay.
All right, okay. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's not what we call the Orthodox monk as well.
Okay.
But mine keeps going to both, all right. And again, they both want to work with you in this passive state. Definitely the Buddhist monk would have also been a teacher.
Okay.
All right. So he wants to bring knowledge to you.
Yeah.
But the Orthodox monk, excuse me. I feel he's, when he was here, he would have been like somebody who would have done writing himself.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how I see you as in a religious sense. It's the philosophy.
Okay.
Bring the understanding of the philosophy, spirituality, helping people.
Okay.
In that way.
Can I ask a question like, what does Elijah mean to me? Is that possible? Or is it too concrete? Do you understand?
Yeah. It's.
Maybe it is, but it's just a question.
Really.
Okay. Fine. Yeah.
Because in your other sittings you've had, I don't mean this week.
Yeah.
So has anybody else touched on where spiritually what I've been on about with you?
Yeah, but there has been a development the last 6 months, and 6 months ago I had the last sitting. So they said it's going to be a surprise what is going to happen. And then I have seen a lot of things the last 6 months, and now I'm at another level.
See, what I'm saying, it can't be just like, I'm saying it and you say, oh, well, that's very nice, but I can't see any sign of, or I don't have any resonance with it.
Yeah.
There's got to be a recognition of what I'm saying.
I have a recognition. I see that myself. I see I'm going to write that book myself.
Yeah.
I see I'm going to be a teacher myself. I see that.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know you hadn't thought too much on the healing side, have you?
I have not thought about that.
I would really look at
Okay.
Right. And believe it or not, I'm not saying it just because of this, all right?
Yeah.
he was the best there was.
Yeah.
Okay. Gordon Higginson. Okay.
Who?
Gordon Higginson, this man.
Okay.
He was the finest meeting in the last 60-70 years.
Okay.
He got every gift there was.
Yeah.
Every medium used to go to him for advice and direction.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, even before I really knew him very well, even though he knew I'd be doing the work I'm today with the mediumship, with the communication, he told me to go into healing first.
Okay.
He said, because that will help you unfold the other gifts.
Yes, yeah.
Besides being able to help people with the healing.
Yeah.
Because you see, not enough people go into that power.
Yeah.
They don't, because they always want to be active giving information.
Yeah.
They don't give that time into the seal, going into the power, which you have to do with the healing.
Yeah.
So in advance.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to go into trance speaking as well.
Yeah.
You've got to learn to go into that passive state.
And this is exactly what I feel. And what I write is only what I receive. I write what I receive.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I feel that I should. I don't feel I do have to do clairvoyance or mediumship. And
you said that. I don't see that.
I just want to strengthen that connection to get the messages.
Yeah. I think what I would do, I'd maybe come on something like, there's different mediums
that
come on, some on run of different types of trance.
Yeah.
So just Stephen.
Yeah.
I feel you need to come on.
I was hoping to come to Mike's course this week.
Mike's unfortunately
he
couldn't come. So it is that type type of week you want. All right, that's what I want. I don't want you just giving contact from mom and dad to people.
Yeah.
I don't think that's your your way.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I definitely feel you've got a lot there what I've said.
Yeah.
It would have been possible to get all that off the ground.
Yeah.
No, one, your life's too busy anyway.
Yeah.
But we can start taking steps.
Yeah.
I'm talking like this is going to happen all over a number of years.
Yes. Yeah.
Not all going to happen by the end of next year.
Yeah.
But we need to start looking at
it. Yeah.
And I feel I would start looking at like the trans. What we.
Yeah.
We've got to use the word trans because that's the word they use.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So in your development,
this is what I feel.
I would look at it, but not just. I would look at the healing and the speaking.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
Okay. That's what I want.
Okay.
All right. And this is through that. Then you can also be the teacher.
Yeah. Okay.
You understand.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I feel very much this Buddhist monk would actually probably be the one of those who'd want to be the teacher.
Okay. Okay.
To the trans.
Okay.
Understand.
Okay. This is what I needed to hear.
This is good.
Something completely different. We have a little bit more time. Maybe please let me know if these are two concrete questions.
Okay.
I've been told earlier I'm going to meet another woman from Holland, and I've been told her name should be Clarissa, and maybe I'm going to meet her next year. Do you answer questions like that?
But what I do is even as soon as you started speaking about it, before you even finished and started, straight away I saw this question mark here, and that for me makes it, I want to say, very doubtful.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if you do.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go back to what I said about the relationship you've
got. Yeah.
I believe the relationship could work and be more
than
you've got. It could go the other way if the both of you don't communicate and you start really talking and being open and looking, what is it we really want?
Yeah.
Do we want more together?
Yeah. Yeah.
If so, when, how can we make it happen with our lives so busy?
Yeah.
Or are we going to both have to say, it's not going to happen?
Yeah.
And I felt, the reason why I asked about children, okay, because I felt there's also like a time limit we've got to look at that.
Yeah.
We can't keep putting that ever and ever, you understand it.
Yeah.
So we've both really got to look at
that,
you understand. Okay. And I feel with your relationship, not just you talking, something will actually within the next three months, either you coming together more, or you deciding to. But I still don't feel that happening without what you've said.
Okay. Can you help me about symbols? Because much of what I receive are symbols, and some symbols I understand because I'm shown them again and again. but many, many symbols, sometimes they are so real that I feel it's a prophecy about what is going to happen.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Are you talking about when you're sort of receiving the mind in your own meditation?
Yeah, yeah,
for yourself?
Yeah. And most of it very religious.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Then this is where I want to...
Okay.
Yeah, so I can understand when you're saying religious now.
Yeah.
All right. When I meditate myself,
yeah,
and receive symbols,
yeah,
they're religious.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can also sometimes misunderstand the meaning, because my symbols are very much from the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can also check the Bible afterwards. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And a friend of mine back home, he also does.
Yeah.
All right. And actually, because he's a strong Catholic,
yeah,
all right,
yeah,
and he likes to go to the Catholic Church once a week when he's empty,
yeah,
to meditate.
Yeah.
He'll always have a little read in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I can actually, I can even tell him what he's reading in the Bible.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
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 Yes, they will be, the spirit world will very much use that.
Yeah.
All right. But very much, you have to learn to interpret those symbols.
Yeah.
There are normally symbols to help to encourage you, but normally to encourage you spiritually.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Understand it.
Okay.
Okay. You know, there may have to be physical aspects to it.
Yeah.
But they're mainly symbols to encourage you spiritually.
Okay.
The right way.
Okay.
That's where I find with
okay.
mine. All right.
Okay.
But then, you know, I don't always. You know, I might see a symbol or a certain scene or aspect from the Bible,
mm.
or a particular parable or a different story from the Bible, or a different
yeah.
character from the Bible, and I don't always know the full outlet, so then I have to get the Bible
yeah.
to read it.
I have the same, because I see things from John's Revelation, do you call
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And I've not read it, but I receive it, and then I can read it.
Yeah, and then as you read it,
yeah.
it might not be the whole lot.
No, no, but
then
some,
you've got to,
yeah.
then your own spirit should
yeah.
recognize
yeah.
which part it's
yeah.
trying to
yeah.
tell you.
Yeah.
And you see, if you look at most teachers from the beginning with religion, most
yeah.
religions, they all, when they spoke, it was all symbolic.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
in Jesus. And this is why we've got the confusion with religion.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a way, the basic truth is the same in all religion.
Yeah.
But it's the interpretation of the symbols.
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
understand me?
I understand. Wow. But it also makes me a little bit confused about who I am myself, because they're also showing me in this central position of all of these symbols, you know. So I don't know if it's just symbolic or if I'm going to have, you know, some kind of importance.
Yeah, okay. You see, this is what I'm saying. We've got to be careful. We
yeah.
can misunderstand.
Yeah.
All right. Because when I was about 13, 14,
yeah.
okay, I used to go to the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was my imagination.
Yeah.
I used to have these objective visions.
Yeah.
Where the altar was.
Yeah.
The priest would disappear.
Yeah.
The cross over the altar.
Yeah.
Jesus would come off the cross.
I had it the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm
yeah.
saying to you
yeah.
because it also fits in with what I said to you.
Yeah.
All right. The priest wouldn't be there anymore. I'd be standing there.
Yeah.
I could see myself standing
yeah.
there. Jesus coming off the cross, standing
yeah.
behind me,
yeah.
and walking into me and start speaking.
Exactly.
And I had that experience time and time again.
Yeah.
And at that time, I thought, oh, is that God telling me I've got to be a priest or,
yeah.
or whatever,
yeah.
and or I could get carried away. Jesus is
yeah.
my guide. Or
yeah.
but now I didn't understand at the time
yeah.
what they were doing. They were telling me what I would be doing. Today.
But this is 10 times stronger, Paul, because they,
right.
this is 10 times stronger. I also see Jesus coming down
yeah.
from the cross. The cross is also a sword, and the sword is they tell me, the sword is mine. I have the speech right, they say.
Yeah, right.
They are telling me I'm being crowned and things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you see, again, but you see, we can put it all in the wrong context.
Okay, okay.
It's basically, I've had the same experience.
Okay. Okay.
What it's telling you is that you will speak with the voice of the Spirit.
Okay.
All right. If you see Jesus walking
yeah.
into you,
yeah.
that's really telling you, again, this philosophy, teaching spirituality, speaking, it talks about the trans state.
Okay.
All right. Now, the crown,
yeah.
what that symbolizes
yeah.
is, all right, anybody who is truly chosen to work for the spirit world,
yeah.
any medium in its true sense,
yeah.
all right, and that doesn't mean just clairvoyance, I'm talking
mm.
about actually more people who actually would
yeah.
be, can have the teaching, have the influence of the spirit world,
yeah.
What we call anointed.
called
anointed.
Yeah.
You know, like when Jesus was anointed, a king is anointed.
What is anointed?
Anointed.
Anointed.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's my accent.
Okay. 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 Anointed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's when you have been chosen.
Yeah.
And actually accepted.
Okay.
As a warrior.
Okay.
The spirit world.
Okay.
And that's why the cross will turn into a sword.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because one of the visions the spirit world's been giving me the last few years.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been talking about an army
yeah.
being gathered in the spirit world.
Yeah.
An army being gathered on the earth
yeah.
for a new battle and fight.
I have also the band between the light and the dark.
But a spiritual, we're not fighting people in a bad way, but it's a new spiritual
yeah.
army.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so they're saying you're part of that spiritual army.
Mm.
And they always show me that vision
okay.
with the knight.
Yeah.
Holding the sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the victory flag and so
yeah.
on.
That's
yeah.
right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So so yes, you see Gordon used to do a lecture, right?
Yeah.
Many are called, few are chosen.
Yeah.
Okay. Many come into this and I've seen them who have got something there
yeah.
to offer for the spirit world.
Yeah.
But they fall by the wayside.
Okay.
All right. Some of them come in and do this, yes, they've got something to offer. But they're not really to the level
okay.
that they could be.
Okay.
So what the spirit world is saying is you can be.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
And there comes to a point in your development.
Yeah.
All right. When you'll become anointed.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means then that is really that your real work will begin. All right.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll just share this with you. I can remember years ago, the spirit world showing me a crown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the message I got with it, as I went with it in Turkey, when the crown is placed on my head,
yeah.
that's when I will be the time when I will be working, or my main work will be working with really the trance, with the spirit world bringing the teachings.
Okay.
Does that help you?
It does.
Well?
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. But I also saw so many things in December with the cross coming down from the sky and all of these things.
Yeah, sure
and then
was,
actually
yeah.
the 24th December,
yeah.
I saw a baby being born. You know, obviously it was not Jesus coming back, but everything
yeah.
fitted, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. So, but this
yeah.
is the problem, you've got to be able to interpret.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
okay. Okay.
Right, one more.
I have some concrete questions. I see one thing I really, really don't understand is, why do I see Adolf Hitler sometimes?
Yeah, again, that's not really...
But it's like there's a connection to the Second World War.
No, you see, so from my perspective, really, it's difficult for people to interpret your own, to somebody else's symbols.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But maybe if somebody's showing me Adolf Hitler, I'm not sure about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you see, again, but it's only been a symbolic way. Okay, my first impression of how I would interpret
okay.
it. Adolf, okay. What he wanted was a perfect.
Yeah.
He wanted like perfection.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He wanted a pure perfection.
Yeah.
Can you understand
yeah.
that? All
yeah.
right. Okay. He did it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What we're having to do in a way very much is we're part of an army.
Yeah.
To create a hopefully. Through spiritually, spiritual understanding, creating.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel good, Paul. This is the only thing that doesn't feel good. I don't understand
no,
why.
No, you see, you're
yeah.
looking at them in the wrong.
Yeah, because but it's because of the feelings we have towards that machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, yeah, but it's hard for me to explain.
Yeah.
You see, we're not when the see when the spirit will give me anything. I always look for the. It's
okay.
always the positive.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you Hitler for a bad way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. And again, you've also had the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is new birth, new beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would use Hitler. Okay. He did it wrongly.
Yeah.
He was trying to get rid of what he thought was
yeah.
negative to perfection.
Yeah.
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 And really, that's what we're going to do, but it's in a different way.
Yeah.
All right. But the spirit world will only can only give us it. This is why there's the variations of misunderstanding in teachers in different religions.
Yeah.
It's because the spirit world can only try and manifest in our minds the way they think our minds can understand it and interpret it.
Mm.
All right. But then different people haven't always interpreted things right.
Mm.
And this is why we've got the variation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And again, we never know, exactly, even myself, when I get my experience like you, you know, am I interpreting this right?
Yeah, yeah.
All I can do is just do it, take note of it, put it there, but I don't get myself all intense. I always say, if this vision is right, the symbol is right, then the opportunities, the potentials for it to manifest will show themselves. Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Paul.
So really, it's very much confirming what those questions with the symbols and what you've had.
Yeah.
Basically, really confirming what I've said, and which in a way has pleased me.
Yeah.
And gives me actually confidence in what I've said to you with you spiritually. With this to do with the philosophy, speaking to the people, more into the altar today for the spirit world, speaking the teachings.
And I'm very glad you said that.
And really, your visions have confirmed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good.
So. This was what I hoped for.
Good, so I hope that's been helpful to you.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry too much.